And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Bradley Cruz, who is Director of Health and Wellness for the Lafayette Parish School System, here to talk about a special centralized registration process that they've been doing for the past couple of years. And I'm sure some of you listening out there are thinking, registration? Hasn't school only been out for a couple of weeks? But it's actually been nearly a month and a half that school has been out. And of course, teachers are starting to think about getting back that first week of August, and parents, of course, thinking about registering children and where their children are going to be going to school for the coming year. And I'm sure some people are wondering a bit why this process is under health and wellness. Maybe you can just tell us a bit, before we talk specifically about the registration process, what your department does and why it's such a central part of the school system.
Well, thank you very much for having me today. And health and wellness is a broad umbrella. We actually follow a model established by the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And under health and wellness, I have nurses and social workers in school clinics, but a huge component is child welfare and attendance. And that's where the central registration falls into the child welfare and attendance domain. And in that, we have our attendance policies and dress code and truancy and those natures. So the first step of getting a child into school is we got to get it registered in the right place.
And why did the school system come up with the idea of the central registration? I'm sure some people think, oh, if you're going to a certain school, will you register there? What is the value of the central registration process?
It's really for the parents who are our customers. Previously, if a parent had a child in an elementary, middle, and high, that parent would have to go to all three schools to register their child and fill out forms triplicate and get those things three times in one day. So what we did is bring everybody together, sort of a one-stop shopping for parents. They come in, complete the information, and then all of the resources are there for the parents.
And you're not having to duplicate all that information at the different schools. You can have all of those flyers, brochures, forms, whatever you need there.
Correct. And part of it, too, is the validity of the data entry. So if the parent can go online and complete that information online, and it enters into our system. And so, there's not somebody writing it down and then three different people interpreting what she wrote down at three different schools. So actually, the parents can go to our website, lpssonline.com, complete the registration ahead of time, one for each child that they're registering, and then bring that with them, and we take it from there.
Okay. But it is a physical registration that you actually have to go through in order to get your child formally registered.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And there's some specific information. And first, we'll talk about who needs to be registered. So this is not for the parents who, my child's in elementary and they finished fifth grade and they're moving on to middle school. It's for parents who are new to the district, moved from out of town or out of state, and they're new to Lafayette Parish, or perhaps may have moved from one school zone to another school zone, from Carancrow over to Como and those types of things. So it's if you moved within the district or you're new to the district, that's who we are looking for to get registered.
Okay. And that probably covers quite a number of people, again, who are moving neighborhoods, or many people have been moving into Lafayette. The population is growing, so there are quite a number who would be interested in this
process.
Yes.
It'll be between 2,000 to 3,000 families or students we will register on these coming 6 days. And that's a tremendous amount. Nearly 10% of our student population will enroll during the summer months.
Well, I'm sure they're breathing a little bit going, oh, thank goodness it's not on one day. I have a choice of days. So there are six different times that you could attend this registration process.
Correct.
When does it start and what are the dates of those?
Our first two dates are next Tuesday and Wednesday, July 15th and 16th. And again, keeping our customers in mind, the parents, we have the hours from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. So it's after hours. So if they're working parents, they can come in. And again, going to our website and completing the registration online will help them get through the process a little bit quicker. So next Tuesday and Wednesday, July 15th and 16th. And then we have four other dates, July 23rd and 24th, and then August 1st and 4th. So we have six dates starting next Tuesday.
All right. And you did mention that you can go online ahead of time and fill some things out, but describe for people the process that you will have to do once you get to, and it is at LaRosen. All of these dates are at LaRosen School.
Yes, LaRosen Elementary, which is located at 516 East Pinhook on the corner of Pinhook and the Thruway. Folks might recognize St. Patrick's Church there, and we're just right behind St. Patrick's Church. And we'll have law enforcement there that will help with parking and a lot of signage and such. So what parents will do, and again, lpssonline.com, they can go and there's a reader board there, click on it, and you can do the registration and print it out and bring it with you. But you will need to bring along with that registration form a verification of the address. We have to verify, the state requires certain documents, and so we have to verify an address, and that's a gas, electric, or water bill. No Cox cable, no cell phone bill, gas, electric, or water bill to verify your address. If you come in from another school district, the withdrawal form, and then out of state or out of district, we need the last report card for the student so we can verify. And the parent also needs identification card. So, you know, a passport, driver's license, government-issued ID, so we can say that this parent is actually the parent of the students being registered.
The parent and at that address also,
yes,
to correspond a name to it. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Bradley Cruz with the Lafayette Parish School System. He's Director of Health and Wellness, and the LPSS centralized registration process falls under his department. This is the third year that you all have done this process, this central process. How has it been working? What has been the response over the past couple of years?
The parents love it, and we keep adjusting and improving the processes for the parents. This year, the new part is the parents being able to go online and complete that registration, type it all in, print it out, and bring it with them. So that will save them a tremendous amount of time. And we kind of have like little fast tracks that if all I got to do is register my child, then boom, I go register if they don't need any of the additional services. And they bring in the paperwork, have the proper identification and verification, and they'll be in and out in a short period of time.
What kinds of things do they have to fill out on that online form?
It's the parents' information, both parents, whether it's a legal guardian or a custodial guardian. So we'll need those types of information, mom and dad, next of kin and emergency contacts. Because the parents, keep in mind that all that information is going into our student information system data bank. And so that's how we'll contact the parents is for those correct addresses. Mailing out information will be that based off of those addresses, the emergency contacts for those types of things. So all that information, allergies, medications, those types of things are on that form as well.
And they can fill that out before, and so they don't have to worry about it once they get to the registration process and
correct.
Just hand that in.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned other kinds of services. What other kinds of services might parents be interested in at this registration process that they can learn more about?
And this is really, I think, the biggest benefit for a parent because previously, if I went to a school, they would send you somewhere else to find out about the services. So we will have the services there that kind of like a smorgasbord the parents will choose from. First and foremost is transportation, that what bus, what route, I don't know. So we'll have transportation. I'll verify the address and the bus driver and get the phone number of the bus driver, and the parents will leave that day knowing who to contact to find out about times of transportation and such. Special ed folks, so if they're coming in from a district and they had a student who was receiving special ed services, they can start that process with us. Child nutrition services will be there, so they can complete the free and reduced lunch form, can do it online with our personnel and get that application started. English second language, for those we've seen increased numbers of students who English is their second language. So those services will be there to start talking to them and begin that assessment process. Health services will be located. So if you have your child's immunization record, come in. If not, they actually can go on to the Louisiana Immunization Network links is what it's called, and look that up and get that information. So a lot of services will be there, homebound services, those types of things. So
it's really almost like running a small town. Some of the services you're describing, it's very complex.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I tell folks all the time, we've got a small town of 30,000 students all the dynamics that happen at the home don't disappear once they get on that little yellow magic bus, mm-hmm. and it comes with the students. And those are the other areas for health and wellness are the mental health services, physical health services. We have the counselors. And so once the child comes to school, we have those services that are available to those students. And first step is getting them registered in the right school.
Well, but how very helpful to have all of those other services you mentioned right there, because I can imagine how confusing it was in other times where perhaps you registered at the school, but then buses were somewhere else and information about special ed was someplace else. And so it kind of was scattered.
Yes, it was. And that's a good word prepared for it. And so we bring all the resources to the parents to make it as convenient for them as possible.
And that, again, will be at La Rosen. The first registration date is next week on July 15th. You have two dates next week.
Yes, next Tuesday and Wednesday, July 15th and 16th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. And you mentioned the website. It's a lot more streamlined than it used to be a while back. It used to have a very long address to get to the website, but now it's simply
LPSSonline.com.
Okay. So you can go there. And how do you find that registration form?
There's a banner that goes across. And so one of the portions of the banner is central registration, cute little girl's picture up there. And also down in the right-hand corner, there's a block for central registration. You click on that, and it'll have the forms that you can complete and print out. It has the list of required information you have to bring that I mentioned earlier, the verification of address and the IDs and those types of things. And there's also a list of services that will be available that day.
Okay. And again, remind people of who you're addressing, which population are you addressing, who needs to register their child.
We're looking for those parents who have moved to the district from out of the district or out of state, so new to Lafayette Parish school system, or those families that may have moved within the Lafayette Parish school system and may move from one school zone to another school zone throughout the year. And so that's who we're looking for. It's not the natural progression from elementary to middle or middle to high school.
Okay. But this does cover, if those apply to any of those parents, it covers everything from pre-K through the end of high school.
Yes, pre-K all the way through 12th grade, and all of those services will be available at La Rosen.
Okay.
And we're actually this year new. We will have the schools are providing us with their list of supply list. Most of them, I'm not going to say all of them, we're trying to get to every school to get us their supply list. So the parents may even leave knowing what school their child's going to attend, what bus they're going to be riding, and what list of supplies they need.
Yeah, so you really should give them all a little shopping bag. It does sound like a one-stop shop.
It really is. We try to provide as many services as we can through La Rosen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So they'll come away with quite a few goodies.
And I would encourage as many parents that can attend earlier. These two early dates, really it's a lighter crowd. The August 1st and August 4th date are really crowded. Probably half of the parents will come during those two dates. So as the earlier they can come in the process, the better. I know not many folks are thinking about registering their children for school right now, but if they can come during these 2 days next week, it's probably they'll get in and out a lot quicker than if they wait till August 1st and 4th.
Right. And a lot of parents have got to start getting involved in school activities already. Band, if their child's in band, that starts earlier. So to take care of this registration early would really be helpful in that process.
Yes. The one thing the parent will not leave with is a child's schedule or class. They're registering for the class. And then the school will contact them and get them all that types of information. But they will get first and foremost registered for the school and know at least what school their child will be attending. Because many folks think, oh, I live in this neighborhood. And there's actually some instances where one side of the street goes to one school and the other side of the street goes to another. So we'll clarify all that for them during our central registration.
So they don't have to worry about which school to go to. Just go to La Rosen on one of these six dates and you can do everything there.
Yes, ma'am.
But again, not the individual schedules for the schools. This just registers you in the parish.
Yes, get you enrolled in the school, get you registered, says you are where you're supposed to be, and then the schools will pick it up from there.
All right. Again, if you have just tuned in, my guest is Director of Health and Wellness for the Lafayette Parish School System, Bradley Cruz, talking about their third annual centralized registration process. The first two dates are next week, July 15th and 16th at La Rosen Elementary. You can find all this information out on their website. Thank you so much, Bradley.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.